Beeline. On my beeline. From the incredible, indelible Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Now this one about the future.
The future.
It's gonna be bright or dark. And I'm telling you what.
Listen.
The dark future's not the only way.
Ain't the only way, you know.
We need a revolution. This time, people.
One solution.
It's gonna be a revolution. Of the funk. And the heart and the mind and the soul.
This time.
We're gonna do it right this time. Now watch this. We're gonna get it together now. Trust me, the dark future's not the only way. We're gonna get it together. Gonna come up with the plans. And we're looking for the bright today. We're gonna get it together now. Trust me, the dark future's not the only way. We're gonna get it together. Gonna come up with the plan. Gonna rescue democracy. Hey. Now we may have just one chance. And that one chance may just go stand today. If I can't pull it off this time, man, I've been looking for a really dark day. If I can't pull it off this time, my children may have a big old price to pay. Now if I can't pull it off this time, my children gonna have to suffer what we failed to do today. Trust me. So we can't fail this time, people. We may only get one chance. First thing you gotta do is dance.
Come on, bounce to this. Bounce to the left, to the right, now twist. Come on, move to this. Get up with this, yeah. Come on, bounce to this. Bounce up and down upon this lyricist. Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up with this.
We're gonna get it together now, trust me, the dark future's not the only way. We're gonna get it together, gonna come up with the plan, gonna rescue democracy. People, now you really gonna ever believe these things that I'm gonna say. Cause I ain't gonna prescribe no prescription, I'm just telling you that there is another way. Now this cynicism that they're instilling in us is the biggest obstacle today. We've got to get back our innocence, fix up our broken hearts and find a way to put good leaders at the top of the power pyramids and reprove the democratic way. We're gonna get it together now, trust me, the dark future's not the only way. And when I say, oh, bow to this, yeah. Swing now, sway. Watch your future come your way. Listen.
Come on, bounce to this. To the left, to the right, now twist. Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up for this, yeah. Come on, bounce to this. Bounce up and down upon this lyricist. Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up for this.
Come on, bounce.
Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up for this.
Right. Bust to the rhythm, jump up, come. The beginning of the future's just begun. From here on, we can go one or two ways. Freedom or oppression for the rest of our days. Come on now, how's it gonna be? Have we got the strength to set this thing free? Have we got the courage to make the change? The intelligence required to rearrange the system. Have we got the vision to see how beautiful this world can be? Democratic revolution, the only plan. No voters, no protest. Do you understand? Break.
Come on, bounce to this. Bounce to the left, to the right, now twist. Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up for this, yeah. Come on, bounce to this. Bounce up and down upon this lyricist. Come on, move to this. You know you really wanna ever get up for this.
Breaking up the two-party system is really got to be the very first step. Got to show those idiots in parliament to show the population some respect. Cause we had millions on the street and our unified demands was totally ignored. So what does that say about democracy while our corporate masters took us to war? People tell me now, are we citizens or are we subjects of some fascist regime? Gonna get the unity back for the next election or forever surrender our souls to the machine? UK, real to be complicit, vote different this time, we gotta plan this shit in advance. Vote different this time, no vote is no protest. UK, we may only get one chance.
Yeah, come on, bounce to this. Bounce to the left, to the right, now twist. Come on, bounce to this. Bounce up and down upon this lyricist. Come on, bounce with me. We're gonna go set the whole world free. Yeah, come on, bounce, come on, open your mind. This is the time, and this is the time. Well, come on, bounce, I said. Bounce up and down like it was on Tony Blair. blazed. Well, I never did ever wanna wish a man dead, but Tony Blair, no, no, that's not what I said. I said, come on, come on, come on, come on, bounce inside. Strictly, strictly the good, good vibe. Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come. Here come the revolution. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, bounce to this one and bounce to the left, to the right. Now twist one and bounce up and down upon this lyricist. You're buffer than Buffy, crisper than crisp. Pretty baby girl, I never shoot to miss. Pretty baby girl, I never shoot to miss.
Seriously, the proposition from the Conservative Party, who resolutely refused to ask the kind of questions that needed to be asked at the time, which might have made some difference to the course of events, and then suddenly to decide there are questions to be asked afterwards. And of course, we know how all this goes on, and we all play a game. And maybe it's time we simply told the public about this game that we all play. Maybe it's time we simply told the public about this game that we all play, which is that we rally round and we will do nothing that will give comfort to our opponents, and we will support, of course, our own side. The only thing that loses out in this is any notion of a public interest. My question, looking at the Hutton evidence, is who was speaking for the public interest during all of this? Very hard to find the answer. I was in the House, as some other honourable gentlemen and ladies were, during the Scott inquiry, during the 1990s. There we had a huge inquiry, 2-3 years of inquiry. And Scott found, amongst other things, that ministers had behaved in ways that ministers should not have behaved. That produced a motion of censure on the floor of the House of Commons. And what happened? People voted with, I think, two only honourable exceptions on strictly party lines, because we were playing the usual game. Who was speaking and voting for the public interest? And maybe it's time we simply told the public about this game that we all play.
Breaking up the two-party systems are really got to be the very first step.